With the recent pressure on police to wear body cameras, one thing is often overlooked. The cameras are not all created equal. NPR's Martin Kosty went to a police gear trade show this week where he discovered that cameras vary a lot. Those variations can have a profound effect on how the cameras are used and who benefits from them.
The big dog in the body camera business these days is Taser. That was pretty clear this week in Chicago in the exhibitors hall at the police chief's convention.
We call it actually the Taser experience.
That's the spokesman Steve Tuttle at the Taser booth, though booth doesn't really describe it. It looked more like the entrance to Space Mountain at Disneyland, and the police chiefs were just lining up to get in.
The seats all vibrate. We have professional actors that tell a story in the Star Wars theme, and we have a hologram that comes up that interacts with the crowd. And when they are done, they receive an astronaut doll that has a light-up figure, and it's huge.
The point of all this, of course, is to impress the chiefs with the futuristic features available on Taser products. But when you're talking about police cameras, these features aren't just fun technology. They can be contentious. Take the buffer function. Most cameras buffer. They save video of what happened just before an officer pressed record. But Taser's buffer does not include sound. Tuttle says that's to avoid recording what an officer was saying right before an incident.
We want to protect the officer's privacy because those private conversations could take the context out of what they were saying, especially if they're making a joke.
The police unions like this feature, but reformers say it also means Taser cameras will miss crucial sounds, maybe a telling comment inside the squad car, sounds that might explain why an officer decided to pull someone over. Other body camera features can be just as contentious.
We actually have a monitor on the back of our camera.
That's Mike Tenen at the booth for a company called Safety Vision.
This makes it very easy for the officer to go back in the field after he made a recording and actually review, recollect everything that just happened, and that way his reports are going to be accurate.
This is a big fight in some of the jurisdictions that are considering cameras. That's because a built-in screen like this may allow an officer to check his memory, but it also allows him to check if the camera caught him doing something wrong before he writes his report. Then there's this question. Should a camera show that it's on? Should there always be a blinking red light? On Tenen's camera, that's an option.
We can use that, but we can also go to a complete stealth mode where there are no lights on at all.
Other companies take the opposite tack on this. Instead of stealth mode, their camera screens turn outward so that civilians really can't miss the fact that they're on camera. Those companies say this enhances a camera's deterrent effect. It's sort of like seeing yourself on the security monitors as you walk into a store. Travis Reddy is the CEO of an Australian company called Strategic Systems Alliance, and he says these questions about privacy are very localized here in the U.S. It often comes down to state laws and police department policies, and that's why they've made their cameras more programmable.
We're here to enable the policies that need to be implemented, so give them the flexibility to go either way. Great thing about software.
His cameras are basically computers running on Android. The thing about programmable cameras, though, is that they may end up doing a lot more than anyone expected. For instance, these cameras can read license plates, and they can read faces.
And as I wear this and walk around, it's checking all the faces I walk past and all the vehicles I walk past and notifying me if any of those people are on my watch list.
Full-time facial recognition. It's a feature that may not have been anticipated by the reformers pushing for body cameras. The way Reddy sees it, though, it's features like this that will get the cops to want the cameras.
We see it's important for the rank-and-file officer to see the value in it, other than just repeatedly being used against them in the court. The technology has the ability to actually assist them to do their job and not just be a passive observer of what's occurred.
Police departments shopping for body cameras right now face a bewildering range of options. There are at least a couple of dozen brands and configurations they can choose from. And when they buy one, it's not just a matter of picking a brand or a price. They're also making decisions about what these cameras are going to be for. Martin Kosty, NPR News.